KJAN Sports. And it's time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Let's take a look at some of Saturday's high school basketball scores from around the area. First, in girls basketball Saturday in the Hawkeye 10, it was St. Albert defeating Atlantic 84-43. Alyssa Carley with a big game for the Saints with 27 points. Aaron Olson led Atlantic with 15 points. Also, it was Panorama downing Shenandoah 57-41. Trainer beat Red Oak 72-27 in girls basketball Saturday. Also in girls hoops on Saturday, it was Tri-Center topping Thomas Jefferson 47-42. In boys Saturday basketball, Atlantic got some big efforts from some tall folks in a 64-46 win over St. Albert as Ryan Hawkins had 25 points and 15 rebounds to help lead Atlantic. Scott Leonard had 19 points and 9 rebounds, while Garrett Franken contributed 13 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists to that victory for Atlantic as the Trojans stay undefeated on the season. Also, it was Trainer beating Red Oak 55-39 Saturday. Tri-Center topping Thomas Jefferson by a 58-38 final in boys Saturday high school basketball. Also in high school wrestling on Saturday, Glenwood and Atlantic both participated in the Des Moines-Lincoln Dual Tournament. Glenwood finishing second in the team competition, Atlantic placing fourth overall, as Glenwood defeated Perry, Des Moines, Hoover North, and Atlantic, along with Des Moines Roosevelt, before falling to Ankeny Centennial in the championship matchup. For Atlantic, they ended up 3-2 in that tournament. Atlantic beat Des Moines Roosevelt 37-30. They beat Perry 40-30, and Des Moines North Hoover 39-27. In addition to their loss 58-15 to Glenwood, they also fell 51-24 to Iowa City High in the third-place matchup in Saturday's event. Also, it was another meet going on as the Creighton Prep Invitational was held, the Tom Dineen Invitational over in Omaha. Underwood had a fifth-place finish as a team with 88.5 points. Thomas Jefferson placed 10th with 73 points overall. Davenport Assumption won the title with 179 points. Creighton Prep was the runner-up. Alex Thompson of Underwood picked up 3 wins to take the title of 126 pounds in that wrestling meet on Saturday. Marshall Rasmussen was the runner-up for the Eagles at 106, while Tom Jennings had a third-place finish at the 138-pound weight class in that match. Also, Colton Klingenpiel of Thomas Jefferson was a champion as he won all of his matches in that meet on Saturday. On the NFL yesterday, Alex Smith threw a couple of touchdown passes. Kansas City sacked Oakland Raiders quarterback Derek Carr 6 times, and the Chiefs held on for a 23-17 victory to give them a franchise-best 10 straight wins entering the postseason. The Chiefs were awaiting the results of the Denver-San Diego game to learn their playoff fate, and Denver did win that football game. That means the Chiefs are the fifth seed, and they'll head to Houston over the weekend. Regardless, the Chiefs are 11-5. They somehow got into the playoffs after a 1-5 start. Well, that somehow was winning 10 in a row. The Raiders, who accounted for 2 of those victories, had the ball with a minute 34 left, but Carr was sacked one last time, and the clock ran out before they came close to a go-ahead touchdown. Well, football fans in Houston, Denver, Minnesota, and Pittsburgh are celebrating playoff berths, while the New York Jets fans lament another wasted season. The Texans earned their first AFC South crown since 2012 by clobbering Jacksonville 30-6. J.J. Watt was productive in his first game since discarding the cast on his broken left hand, recording 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery to help Houston end up 9-7. Jonathan Grimes had a 12-yard touchdown reception and added a 3-yard rushing score to help Houston take a 20-3 halftime lead. Denver clinched the AFC West in the top seed in the conference playoffs with a 27-20 win over San Diego. Peyton Manning replaced Brock Osweiler in the third quarter and engineered a pair of scoring drives while going 5 of 9 for 69 yards. Manning entered after Osweiler passed for 232 yards, 1 touchdown, and a pair of interceptions. The game was tied at 20 until Ronnie Hillman scored on a 23-yard run with 4:44 remaining. That allowed Denver to finish 12-4 and edge New England for the number 1 overall seed. Minnesota earned the right to host a playoff game by winning an NFC North showdown with the Packers 20-13 in Green Bay. Adrian Peterson ran for 67 yards and provided the game's first touchdown on a 3-yard scoring run early in the second half. Captain Munnerlyn scored on a 55-yard fumble return later in the third quarter to give the Vikings a 20-3 lead. Aaron Rodgers was 28 of 44 for 291 yards, but couldn't get the Packers into the end zone until his 16-yard pass to Richard Rodgers with 13:27 remaining. Rodgers and the Packers go into the playoffs as a wild card. The Steelers capped their 10-6 season with a 28-12 win at Cleveland, putting Pittsburgh in the postseason after a one-year absence. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 3 touchdowns and was 24 of 36 for 349 yards and a couple of interceptions. The Steelers' defense limited the 3-13 Browns to just 4 field goals and sacked Cleveland quarterback Austin Davis 7 times. Davis also fumbled during a sack to set up the Steelers' final touchdown. The Jets could have earned the second AFC wildcard berth and eliminated the Steelers, but New York fell behind 13-0 and never caught up in a 22-17 loss to the Bills. Buffalo sealed the Jets' doom by intercepting Ryan Fitzpatrick on each of New York's final 3 drives. Elsewhere in regular season finales, the Patriots limp into the playoffs following a 20-10 loss to the Dolphins in Miami. Tom Brady was sacked twice and knocked down at least a half dozen times while throwing a season-low 21 passes. The Pats dropped 4 of their last 6 to finish 12-4. Carolina grabbed the number 1 seed in the NFC playoffs for the first time in team history, improving to 15-1 with a 38-10 pounding of Tampa Bay. Cam Newton completed 21 of 26 passes for 293 yards and a couple of touchdowns. He also ran for 2 TDs to tie Steve Young's NFL record for most career rushing touchdowns with 43. Seattle warmed up for the NFC wildcard round by ripping the Arizona Cardinals 36-6 behind Russell Wilson's 3 touchdown passes. Tyler Lockett set up 3 of the Seahawks' first half touchdowns, doing it with 66 and 42-yard punt returns and a 36-yard reception. It was a meaningless game for the Cardinals, who had already clinched the NFC's number 2 seed in a first-round bye. The Bengals closed out a sterling 12-4 regular season with a 24-16 win over the Ravens as A.J. McCarron overcame a rough start to throw a pair of touchdown passes and help the AFC North champs match a franchise record for victories in 1 season. Washington heads to the playoffs as the NFC East champions with a 9-7 record and a 4-game winning streak. Kirk Cousins threw for 3 touchdowns before leaving late in the first half in Washington's 34-23 win over Dallas. Cousins broke Jay Schrader's franchise record for yards passing in a season, finishing with 4,166. Had the game mattered, he might have threatened Sonny Jurgensen's 48-year-old team record of 31 touchdown passes, instead settling for 29 as the Cowboys end up 4-12. By losing to the Colts 30-24, the Titans claim the first pick in the NFL draft. Tennessee and Cleveland each finished the season 3-13, but the Titans won the tiebreaker between the clubs. The Colts won the game but lost out on a playoff berth as they finished 2nd in the AFC South to Houston. An interception by Jamarcus Sanford at the Atlanta 25 with less than 2 minutes left set up Kai Forbath's 30-yard field goal as time expired, giving the Saints a 20-17 win over the Falcons. The Lions got the better of the Bears 24-20 as Matthew Stafford threw for 298 yards and 3 touchdowns in what may have been the last game for Jim Caldwell as the head coach in the Motor City. In what might have been Tom Coughlin's final game as head coach of the Giants, New York lost at home to the Eagles 35-30. Former Giant Walter Thurmond scored on an 83-yard interception return in the third quarter as the Eagles complete a 7-9 season. The Giants are 6-10. San Francisco beat St. Louis 19-6 on Phil Dawson's 4th field goal of the afternoon, a 23-yard kick, 11-33 into overtime. Well, the Browns earned the 2nd pick in the upcoming draft as a reward for their dismal 3-13 season, and changes already are happening. Owner Jimmy Haslam has fired coach Mike Pettine and general manager Ray Farmer following their 2nd straight losing season in charge. Pettine went 10-22 in 2 years, dropping 18 of his final 21 games after a promising 7-4 start last season. Meanwhile, the San Francisco 49ers gave head coach Jim Tom Sula the boot after just 1 season and a 5-11 record. The Niners had 3 more losses than they recorded in their final season under Jim Harbaugh. Chiefs owner Clark Hunt predicts that at least one NFL franchise will play in Los Angeles next season. The Raiders, Rams, or Chargers are expected to file relocation papers today, paving the way for a possible shift. Hunt did not speculate which of the three is the leading candidate for relocation. Hunt is part of a 6-man committee made up of league owners that will convene to discuss relocation. The remaining league owners will meet to review their findings the following week and then could decide whether 1 or 2 teams will move to L.A. for the 2016 season. Notre Dame wide receiver Will Fuller says he will skip his senior season to enter the NFL draft. Fuller originally had said that he planned to return to the school but announced the change of mind on Twitter. Fuller led the Irish in receiving this year with 62 catches for 1,258 yards. And 14 touchdowns. In college basketball, Devon Akun-Purcell scored a career-high 28 points, and Illinois State rallied to beat Drake 67-62 on Sunday. Akun-Purcell scored 12 points and Paris Lee 7 when the Redbirds outscored the Bulldogs 21-6 over the first 10 minutes of the second half to lead by 3. After that, the lead changed hands 6 times and the game tied 5 times before Tony Will's 3-pointer with a minute 22 left put Illinois State in front 63-60. Drake was up 32-22 at halftime, but couldn't hang on. Drake's Reed Timmer scored 16 points, and Graham Woodward scored 15 as Drake falls to 5-9 overall. They're 0-2 in Missouri Valley Conference play. In top 25 men's college hoops on Sunday, the lone top 10 men's basketball team in action, Arizona and the 8th-ranked Wildcats open their Pac-12 schedule, downing Arizona State 94-82. Also, number 18 Louisville beat Wake Forest 65-57. It was Cal with a 71-58 upset win over 21st-ranked Utah, and Washington State knocked off 25th-ranked UCLA 85-78. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.